愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you。
今天晚上跟大家来查考尼希米记的一段圣经。
And tonight I would like to study with you a passage from the book of Nehemiah。
我们来看尼希米记。
Let us turn to Nehemiah。
第二章。
Chapter 2。
尼希米记第二章。
Nehemiah chapter 2。
十八节。
Verse 18, I also told them about the gracious hand of my God upon me and what the king had said to me. They replied, let us start rebuilding. So they began this good work.
这里是尼希米在鼓励以色列百姓来重建圣城。
And here Nehemiah was encouraging the Israelites to rebuild the holy city.
他说，我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话。他们就说，我们起来建造吧。
And here it says, I also told them about the gracious hand of my God upon me and what the king had said to me. They replied, let us start rebuilding.
尼希米记的主题是重建圣城。
And the theme of the book of Nehemiah is rebuilding the holy city.
这个圣城今天就是指的教会。
And the holy city for us today refers to the church.
教会是神所充满的地方。
And the church is filled with God.
那神充满的地方就是人体验神的地方。
And where God is filled, that is where people can be able to experience God.
神充满的地方也是神恩典充满的地方。
And where God fills is where is a place that is filled with the blessings of God.
所以教会如果兴盛，每个信徒的信仰会复兴。
And so every believer's faith can be revived.
如果教会很兴盛的话，
if the church is renewed,
那我们的体验会很活泼。
And so we will have a lot of experiences.
那如果教会没有兴盛神不是同在，我们得到的恩典就会少。
But if the church is not revived and there isn't the abundance of God, then our experiences will be few.
所以怎么来复兴我们的教会，这是我们每一个人的责任。
So how do we revive our church? This is the responsibility of all of us.
这不只是为着神的荣耀。
And this is not only for the glory of God.
这是也是为着我们自己的好处。
But it is also for our benefit.
神得到荣耀，我们就得到好处。
When God is glorified, then we benefit.
那在这个第二章十八节。
And in chapter 2, verse 18,
尼希米鼓励他们。
Nehemiah encouraged them.
他们就说，我们起来建造吧。
And so they replied, let us start rebuilding.
他回应尼希米，我们要起来建造。
So they replied, Nehemiah is saying, let us start rebuilding.
所以他们就很努力来做这个工作。
So they put great effort into doing this good work.
那第三章开始就是他们怎么用实际的行动来建造圣城。
And in chapter 3, this is how they put to action building the wall.
那第三章以前就是属灵的预备。
And before chapter 3 is their spiritual preparation.
我们今天在做教会的圣工最大的困难不是外在的困难。
So today, when we are doing church holy work, the greatest difficulty is not outwardly.
因为神是无所不能的神。
Because God is all powerful.
在神没有一件事情不能完成。
In God, there is nothing that cannot be done.
有时候我们在看我们教会在做事情跟世界不太一样。
Sometimes we see that the way we do things in church is different from the world.
世界如果要做什么事情，第一个先想到有没有钱。
When we are doing things in the world, the first thing we think of is whether or not we have money.
如果没有钱，什么都不要讲。
If we don't have money, then we cannot do anything.
但是在我们在教会里面做圣工钱不是最重要的考虑。
But when we are doing holy work in the church, money is not the most important thing.
最重要的考虑是神要我们做什么。
The most important thing is what God wants us to do.
什么是神的旨意。
What is the will of God?
如果这个可以确定。
If we are sure of this,
就发现钱力财力跟人力很自然的神就会预备。
We will see that God will prepare for us money and human power.
说我们在美国现在有23间教会跟祈祷所。
Right now in the United States, there are 23 churches and house of prayers.
其中除了三间的教会祈祷所是自己盖的，大部分都是买的会堂。
And apart from three house of prayers, all the churches were purchased.
那差不多每一个买会堂都有很奇妙的见证。
And there is a wonderful testimony behind all the churches that were purchased.
那这些奇妙的见证啊，就是神大能大力的作为。
And these miraculous testimonies are the great work of God.
啊，比方说，比加州有一个教会要买会堂。
For example, in Northern California, there was a church that wanted to purchase a chapel.
那个会堂有好几个人要买，有好几个教会要买。
And that chapel, there were a lot of churches who wanted to purchase it.
那我们教会出的价钱不是最高。
And the price that our church offered was not the highest.
但是很奇妙，就是那个对方要卖的，他就是要卖我们。
But what was so miraculous is when they wanted to sell the church, they wanted to sell it to our church.
其他出价高一点的价钱，他不卖，他就是要卖我们。
Although other churches bid higher, they wanted to sell it to us.
那我们教会跟他讲说，我没有这么多钱。
So our church told them that we didn't have a lot of money.
他说，那我给你贷款。
And the person said that I will allow you to take loans.
这个真的很奇妙。
So this is really miraculous.
每个教会啊，在购买会堂的过程都有很奇妙的体验。
Every church, when they are in the process of purchasing a church, they will have these miraculous experiences.
但是要体验这个奇妙的作为之前啊，常常就有一段的操练。
But before we can experience these miraculous works, there is a period of testing.
一直操练到大家能够同心合意，神的作为就显明。
And so there is a period of training where until we are united as one, and then we will see the work of God.
所以那个买会堂本身，或者他所需要的这个钱，这不是最困难。
So the most difficult thing is not purchasing the chapel or the money.
最困难的是这个教会内部的信徒，大家能够同心合意。
What is most important is that the believers within the church can be united in heart.
所以我们看到很多例子啊，这个买会堂的过程这样啊，一直抄抄到最后，大家觉得我们所能够尽的最头脑都想透了，都没有办法了。
And so we see sometimes when you want to purchase a church, you put all your mental capacity into it, but you cannot do it.
那没有办法，人才会谦卑下来啊。那我们只有祷告。
And when you realize that you cannot do it with your own might, that is when you are humbled and you kneel down and pray.
那人一谦卑下来，教会就可以合一啊。
And when people are willing to humble themselves, that is when the church can be united as one.
大家就可以同心的靠神。
And everyone can have the same heart to rely on God.
因为有时候人的意见太强，就是表示他把自己看好像跟神一样重要。
Because sometimes people place too great of a importance on their own opinions, as if it is as great as God's.
我的意见最重要。
They think that their own opinion is the most important.
一定要照我这样做才对。
So everyone has to do according to their own will.
其实很奇妙的，有时候到最后神所带领出来的，也不是这个人想的，也不是那个人想的，就是人跑出一条新的路出来。
But what is miraculous is sometimes when God is guiding people, it is not what that person thinks or that person, but it is a new road.
所以这个购买会堂本身呢，就是一种对神的奇妙的体验。
So purchasing a chapel is a miraculous experience with God.
那尼希米记第三章开始啊，他们要重建会堂，其实也遇到很多的困难，重建圣城。
And so in Nehemiah chapter 3, when they were starting to rebuild the holy city, they met some difficulties.
但是有第一章跟第二章的属灵预备，所以第三章所遇到的困难就一个一个就解决了。
But because of the spiritual preparations they had in chapter 1 and 2, the difficulties that they met in chapter 3 were easily solved.
所以今天我们要来重建教会，可以想到很多的困难。
So today, when we are rebuilding the church, we can think of many difficulties.
因为教会是无形的，教会就是属灵的。
Because the church is spiritual.
就是我们每个信徒的集合。
And it is the gathering of all the believers.
那每个人的心里面都有他的困难。
and everyone in their hearts have difficulties.
但是如果神在带领，这些困难其实都可以解决的。
But if God is guiding us, then all these difficulties can be solved.
我们仔细回来看第二章，尼希米记的第二章。
Let us look at Nehemiah chapter 2.
十八节，他尼希米特别说，我告诉他们神施恩的手怎样帮助我。
In verse 18, Nehemiah specifically says, I also told them about the gracious hand of my God upon me.
所以尼希米把他从神得到的体验告诉以色列百姓。
So Nehemiah shared with the Israelites what he had experienced with God.
那神怎么体验？
And so what was his experience with God?
就是神怎么施恩来帮助他。
And that is how God used his gracious hand to help him.
那他们听见这个话，大家受到感动，就说好，我们就起来建造吧。
So when they heard this, they were touched and they said, let us start rebuilding.
那到底尼希米的体验是什么？
So what did Nehemiah experience?
就是下面一句，王对我所说的话。
That is what the king said to him.
这个就是尼希米的体验。
That is what Nehemiah experienced.
那为什么这个这么重要？
So why is this so important?
如果我们回来看尼希米记第一章。
If we turn back to Nehemiah chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
哈纳尼的儿子尼希米言语如下，亚达薛西王二十年基斯六月，我在苏珊城的宫中。
Verse 1, the words of Nehemiah, son of Ichaliah, in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, while I was in the citadel of Susa.
那当时在波斯帝王的统治之下。
At the time under the king of Persia.
那是非常强盛的一个国家。
They were a very strong country.
那尼希米是被掳当中的一个人。
And Nehemiah was one of those who were exiled.
所以他们被掳到国外去。
And so they were exiled to a different nation.
那在巴比伦离开这个耶路撒冷几千里的路程。
And so from Babylon to Jerusalem, there were 1,000 or so miles between them.
非常的远。
So it was a long distance.
距离很远。
The distance was very far.
第二个，他们被掳什么都没有，两手空空的。
And because they were exiled, they left with nothing in their hands.
第三个，这个王在控制他们。
Third, the king was controlling them.
所以这一些困难想起来差不多是不可能，要重建圣城是不可能。
So when looking at these difficulties, it seemed impossible to rebuild the city.
那都为什么不可能到最后变成可能？
So how did they change the impossible to possible?
这就是今天我们需要来思考一件事情。
And that is something that we should think about today.
首先我们来看历代志下二十三十六章。
Let us turn to
Second Chronicles. 二十三十六章。
Second Chronicles chapter
22.
Verse 22, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation throughout his realm to put it in writing.
神借着耶利米预言，以色列百姓亡国七十年。
And so through Jeremiah, he prophesied.
以色列百姓要亡国，国家要灭亡七十年。
That the Israelites, their nation, would be destroyed for 70 years.
因为他们不听先知的警告，不回头。
Because they would not listen to the warnings of the prophet and would not return.
所以神就用最后的一个方法。就是让他们被掳到巴比伦。
And so God used this last method for them to be exiled to Babylon.
在这个痛苦当中，让他们能够回头。
So in their suffering that they may return to God.
那七十年满了怎么办？
So after the 70 years, what happened?
神预言是七十年。
God prophesied that there would be 70 years.
那七十年满了，我们刚刚所读的，神就激动古列王。
So we see here that after the 70 years were complete, the Lord moved the heart of the king of Persia.
其实这个古列王他也没有拜神。
And this Cyrus, king of Persia, did not worship God.
但是神为着要成全他的预言，成全他的旨意，所以他就感动古列王。
But because God wanted to fulfill his prophecy and his will, he touched the king of Persia.
所以这个古列王就下命令通告全国。
And so this king of Persia, he made a proclamation.
不但允许以色列百姓回去，而且用一些财物来供给他。
Not only did he allow the Israelites to return, but he also supported them.
哦，而且告诉大家要为这件事情来奉献。
And he told everyone that they must make offerings for this matter.
这差不多说不可能。
So this seemed impossible.
但是神要成全他的旨意，神就可以成做成。
But because God wanted to fulfill His will, He could complete this task.
这个就是今天我们在做圣工一个根据。
And so this is something, this is a tool that we can use when we're doing holy work.
如果合神的旨意
，If it is according to God's will,
我们祷告神一定会垂听，会成全。
When we pray, then God will fulfill our requests.
那尼希米住在王宫里面。
So Nehemiah, he lived in the palace.
在尼希米记第一章。
In Nehemiah chapter 1.
我们看第二节。
Verse 2.
说有一个弟兄哈纳尼同着几个人从犹大来，问我那些被掳归回剩下逃脱犹太人耶路撒冷的光景。
Verse 2. Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men, and I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that survived the exile, and also about Jerusalem.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他们都有说被掳剩下的人在犹大省遭大难受凌辱，耶路撒冷城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
Verse 3. They said to me, those who survived the exile are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates have been burned with fire.
11节的最后一句话说他是做王的酒政。
And in verse 11, in the last phrase, it says that he was a cupbearer to the king.
所以他在被掳当中他是很幸运的一个，他被选到王宫里面负责王的膳食。
And so when he was exiled, Nehemiah was very lucky that he was able to enter the palace and work for the king.
来管王吃的东西。
And he was able to be the cupbearer for the king.
这个是王特别信任的一个人。
So he was someone that the king had great confidence in.
因为有可能人会借着这个吃的东西下毒啊。
Because someone might put poison through in the food.
那尼希米虽然住在王宫里面。
And although Nehemiah lived in the palace,
但是我们发现他的心并不在那里。
We realized that his heart was not there.
他的心是在耶路撒冷。
His heart was at Jerusalem.
那我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know this?
因为他听见有几个人从耶路撒冷来，他就跟他问耶路撒冷到底是怎么一回事。
Because when he heard that some people were coming there from Jerusalem, he asked him what was the condition in Jerusalem.
那今天呢，对我们来讲就是比方说我们活在加州，在美国，其实生活都过得不错了。
For us today, living in California in the United States, we live very good lives.
我们现在的生活其实会比尼希米住在王宫还更好。
Our lives today are even better than Nehemiah in the palace.
因为我们现在有的尼希米都没有。
Because what we have today, Nehemiah did not have.
尼希米有的可能我们都有。
And what he did have, perhaps you have all of it.
那在这个我们在生活很舒服当中我们的心在哪里？这个很重要。
So since we live such comfortable lives, where are our hearts?
尼希米的心是在耶路撒冷。
Nehemiah's heart was in Jerusalem.
我们的心呢，应该是在教会。
And our heart should be in the church.
神预言以色列百姓进到迦南以后，生活舒服以后，他们就会忘记神。
And God prophesied that the Israelites would enter Canaan, and once they entered, they lived very comfortable lives and forgot about God.
真的后来真的照这样实现了。
And in the end, that really was fulfilled.
这是人性的弱点。
And that is the weakness of human nature.
生活舒服，这本来是神的恩典。
And to live comfortable lives, this is the grace of God.
但是人常常因为这样觉得不需要神，就忘记神。
But because of this, many times people think that they do not need God and they forget about Him.
但尼希米很特别。
But Nehemiah was very special.
在王宫里面他心想到耶路撒冷。
Even though he was in the palace, his heart was thinking about Jerusalem.
所以有时候我们在到外地去，好像说去旅行了，或者在到外地外别的地方去。
So sometimes we go to other countries for vacation.
那我们遇到同一个教会的人。
And we meet other church members.
我们会问什么？
What do we ask?
这个很重要。
This is very important.
如果我们关心教会，我们常常会 问到教会的事情。
If we care about the church, then we will ask about church matters.
灵恩会到了。
And we say the spiritual convocation is coming up.
有没有慕道朋友啊？
Are there any true seekers?
教会最近的情况怎样啊？
What is the condition of the church?
哪一个信徒的情况怎样啊？
And what is the condition of such and such believer?
这个就代表我们的心了。
And this represents our heart.
因为我们心在那里，我们就会想到那里，想到那里，我们就问到那里。
Because where our heart is, we will think about it, and we will ask about those matters.
所以这个尼希米在王宫里面呢，他就关心耶路撒冷。
And so Nehemiah, when he was in the palace, he cared about Jerusalem.
这个就是重建圣城的开始，从每一个人心里对神的关心。
And this is the start of rebuilding the holy city. This is a relationship that we have with God.
因为我们的心归向神，我们关心的，所以我们就可以，神就会与我们同工。
Because if our hearts turn towards God and we care about it, then God will work with us.
好，我们现在看第四节。
Let us look at verse 4.
尼希米记第一章第四节。
Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 4.
我听见这个话，就坐下来哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前禁食祈祷。
Verse 4, when I heard these things, I sat down and wept for some days and mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven.
我们发现了尼希米他看到耶路撒冷知道耶路撒冷城墙被拆毁，城门被火焚烧，他很难过。
We know that Nehemiah, he did not feel very good when he heard that the wall of Jerusalem was broken down and burned with fire.
那从第四节开始一直到第十一节就是他的祷告。
And from verse 4 onwards, this is his prayer.
那我们第二章里面有提到神施恩的手帮助我，第八节。
And in chapter 2, verse 8, it says that God's hand had helped him.
这个神施恩的手帮助他，使他做的事情能够顺利。
And this gracious hand of God helped him so that what he did was very smooth.
所以一个一个困难都解决了。
And so one by one, all his difficulties were solved.
那神施恩手怎么帮助他？
So how did the gracious hand of God help him?
从第二章开始他在王面前摆酒。
And from chapter 2 onward, he put wine and food before the king.
那王就看到为什么尼希米面带愁容呢？
And the king saw that he looks very sad.
就问他了，你为什么心中带愁烦？
And so he asked him, why does your face look so sad?
然后第三节。
And then in verse 3,
他就对王说了。
He said to the king,
说因为耶路撒冷的情况。
He said it was because of the condition of Jerusalem.
第四节就王问他说你要求什么？
And so in verse 4, the king asked him, what is it that you want?
他就默祷。
And then he prayed.
And then 开始对神王说。
And then he started talking to the king.
那接下去王就下命令准许他回去就供给他木料。
And after that, the king issued a proclamation for them to start preparing the materials.
而且派人护送他回到耶路撒冷。
And he asked people to send him back to Jerusalem.
这个都是不可能的事情。
And these things seemed impossible.
但是都变成可能。
But they all turned possible.
就是神施恩的手来帮助他。
And this is how the gracious hand of God helped him.
所以很多事情有时候发生真的很奇妙。
And so many things when they happen, it is very miraculous.
2006年我们教会以后就没有办法再进入奈及利亚。
And after 2006, our church can no longer enter Nigeria.
因为奈及利亚内战。
And because of the civil war.
但是我们有教会在那里。
But because we have a church there,
他们 也不知道我们，我们也不知道他们在做什么。
They didn't know what we were doing, and we didn't know what they were doing.
很奇妙他们好多慕道者要洗礼。
But what is really miraculous is that they had a lot of true seekers who wanted to get baptized.
但是那里没有案例长子传道。
But because there they didn't have an anointed elder or any pastors.
所以他们教会就向神祷告。
So the church there prayed to God.
神怎么办呢?
And asked God to help them.
就很奇妙啊, 早两年前啊,
And very miraculously,
2 years ago,
there was a brother from Nigeria who went to Dubai to do business.
哦, 跟这个马来西亚几个弟兄联合起来，就在杜拜有聚会。
And there he met up with some brothers from Malaysia, and they had service there.
那也因为这样，我们就开始派人到杜拜去帮助他们开联恩会。
And because of that, we started sending workers to Dubai to help them with their spiritual convocation.
那就跟奈及利亚的教会就连上了关系啊。
And that's how we become. That's how we communicated, and we're linked to the church in Nigeria.
后来就了解他们的需要，就把他们工人调到加拿来训练。
And after we knew that their need, we sent workers to Canada to help them.
所以已经训练了两梯次。
And so we have trained them twice.
那他们在见证啊，他说很奇妙。
And so when they gave testimonies, they said that it was very miraculous.
我们向神祷告,
they prayed to God.
那神就让我们跟连总连又找到了联系了。
And God allowed them to be once again connected to the IA.
然后他们又能够派人出来受训，以后案例以后回去就可以帮他们洗礼。
And they were able to send people to be trained and anointed so they could go back and baptize people.
那这个过去他们从来没有想过的。
And this they had never thought of before.
他一直祷告，那神就带一条路出来。Because
they prayed, God led a way.
所以这个教会的发展真的很多困难你没有办法想象，但是神解决的方法我们也没有办法想象。So
when a church is developing, there are many difficulties that we cannot think of, but God's solution is also something that we cannot think of.
好，那我们在那里看他们祷告。So
when we were there looking at them pray,
我们就发现这个神很奇妙。
We realize that God is very miraculous.
我们5年跟他们没有接触。
We haven't communicated with them for 5 years.
但是啊，那个工人训练啊，每一次祷告1个小时。
But every time there was the workers training, they prayed for an hour.
那跪是跪那个水泥地。
And they kneeled on cement floors.
每一个祷告都圣灵充满。
And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit when they prayed.
这个真的是神的保守。
And this is really the protection of God.
所以我们在这里看啊，尼希米祷告完以后，神施恩的手就帮助他们。
So here we say that after Nehemiah prayed, God's gracious hand helped him.
所以我们在教会里面做圣工，我们所怕的真的不是困难，我们所怕的是我们不懂得依靠神。
And so what we should be scared of when doing holy work is not of difficulties, but that God is not working with us.
如果懂得依靠神，神施恩的手帮助我们，没有一个困难不能解决的。
If we know to rely on God, then there is no difficulty that cannot be solved.
这是我们真耶稣教会的精神。
And this is the spirit of True Jesus Church.
凡事靠神。
That in all things we rely on God.
神与我们同在。
And God will abide with us.
那尼希米为什么祷告这么有功效？
And so why did Nehemiah's, why was his prayer so effective?
这是我们要回来看的，尼希米记第1章的第4节。
And we have to look at Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 4.
我们回来看尼希米第1章第4节。
Nehemiah chapter 1 verse
4.
First, when he prayed, he wept.
那为什么人会哭?
And so why do people cry?
会哭是因为他的心在那里，他才会流眼泪。
And they cry because their heart is there, that is why they shed tears.
所以有时候我们看到自己的家人,
Sometimes we see our own family members.
如果有些事情发生,
And if something's happened,
有时候你晚上睡觉你也没有办法睡的,
you can't fall asleep at night.
因为那个心在那个关心他,
because your heart is there caring for them.
那有时候我们为我们所爱的人祷告会流眼泪,
and sometimes when we pray for the people we love, that is when we shed tears.
所以他的哭泣祷告，这个哭泣是爱的一种表现。
And so when he wept in his prayer, this was to show his love.
那当我们的祷告是在爱里面祷告，我们祷告就会感动神。
So when we pray out of love, this prayer would touch God.
所以我们在读那个保罗的书信，有一点很厉害啊。保罗说：“我天天为你们流眼泪。”
And when we read the letters of Paul, Paul said that every day he wept for the believers.
没有爱, 泪流不出来。
If you do not have love, then you are unable to weep.
所以尼希米的祷告有功效是他真的是用爱心来关心耶路撒冷。
And Nehemiah's prayer was effective because he used love to care for Jerusalem.
所以今天我们为着教会祷告, 这个不是一种例行公事，我们要求主给我们有爱心来关心这个教会。
So when we pray for the church today, this should not be out of formality, but rather out of love for the church.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
当我们用爱祷告, 就是神跟我们同在。
If we are able to pray out of love, then God will abide with us.
但是如果我们祷告没有爱, 就是没有神。
But if our prayers do not have love, then there is no God.
没有神, 祷告就不容易发生功效。
And without God, you cannot have an effective prayer.
所以他是悲哀哭泣的祷告。
So he prayed and wept.
我们再回来看第一章的第四节。
Let us look at chapter 1, verse 4.
说他禁食祈祷。
And here it says he fasted and prayed.
尼希米不但是祷告, 他禁食祷告。
Not only did he pray, but he fasted.
这个禁食是祷告的更进一步。
And fasting is the next step in prayer.
那禁食祷告是大有功效。
And fasting prayer is very effective.
所以主耶稣的门徒, 鬼赶不出去, 问主耶稣。
So when the disciples of Jesus cannot cast out the demons, they asked Jesus,
为什么你门徒鬼赶不出去?
Why can we not cast out these demons?
主耶稣说这一类的鬼, 除非用禁食, 不然你赶不出去。
And Jesus replied, unless you fast, you cannot cast out this type of demon.
因为这个禁食代表一个人在神面前更深的一层的 属灵的预备。
And fasting before God is a deeper level of spiritual preparation.
所以我看有一些教会啊, 他们在灵恩布道会之前 2个月就鼓励信徒, 或者教会工人, 一个礼拜为教会禁食一餐。
And so I see in some churches, 2 months before the ESSC, they ask all the workers and members to fast once a week.
那个教会啊, 真的有这样在推行啊, 圣工就很容易推行。
And because the church encourages this, their holy work is advancing.
所以我们教会跟一般教会不太一样。
So our church is different from other churches.
一般教会如果你去看电视或收音机, 都是用很有出名的人在吸引人。
When you see other churches on the television or on the radio, they use famous people to attract people.
比方说, Garden Grove这里有一个 Crystal Cathedral.
For example, in Garden Grove, there's the Crystal Cathedral.
他最近啊,他申请破产了。
And recently, they filed for bankruptcy.
为什么会破产?
Why are they bankrupt?
他水晶会他盖得很漂亮。
The cathedrals are so beautiful.
因为这个主讲人年纪老了。
Because the speaker is old.
所以讲了不会吸引人。
And so what he says does not attract people.
所以过去的会众就一个一个散掉。
And so one by one the congregation leaves.
那这个事情不会发生在我们教会。
But this will not happen in our church.
因为一般教会是以人, 人的口才在吸引人。
Because other churches use the eloquence of men to attract others.
但是我们在教会很奇妙。
But in our church it's very miraculous.
如果这个教会大家很同心祷告,
If everyone is able to pray in one accord,
每一个信徒都可以受感动来为神做见证。
All the members can be touched by God and testify for him.
只要我们好好读圣经准备, 每一个人上来都可以得信徒得到造就。
And if we read the Bible and prepare, then all of us can come up here to edify our believers.
这是真耶稣教会的特色。
So this is what is so special about True Jesus Church.
所以有的慕道朋友刚刚来慕道啊, 他很注重, 诶, 今晚谁讲道, 明晚谁讲道。
For some truth seekers, when they first come to church, they place great emphasis on who is speaking that night.
诶, 但是参加教会久了以后, 他就发现, 诶, 这个不是最重要。
But after coming to church services for a longer period of time, they realize that this is not most important.
如果我们努力祷告, 神感动, 每一个人上去领会, 我们都可以受到造就。
If we put in an effort in prayer, then all of us can be edified when anyone comes up here to speak.
所以这里说啊, 他禁食祷告。
So here it says he fasted and prayed.
那他祷告还有非常重要的, 为什么发生功效?
And there's another important reason as to why his prayer was effective.
我们看, 第六节。
Let us look in verse 6.
愿你睁眼侧耳听你仆人昼夜在你面前为众仆人以色列的祈祷, 承认我们以色列向你们所犯的罪, 我与我父家都有罪了。他的祷告是认罪开始。
His prayer started with a confession of his sins.
哦，认罪就是拆掉我们跟神之间的障碍。
And to confess his sins, this is to remove that barrier between you and God.
使我们的祷告能够达到神面前。
So that our prayers can reach God.
啊，这个祷告很有力量。
And this is a very strong prayer.
所以圣经里面的每一次的属灵复兴啊，都是从认罪开始的。
And in the Bible, all the revival of faith started from prayers.
罪是现在人不喜欢听的。
It started from repentance, and sin is not something that people like to hear nowadays.
但是除非我们能够除掉罪。
But if we are not able to remove our sins,
让我们祷告不容易发生功效。
Then our prayers would not be effective.
所以他在神面前承认，我跟我父家都有罪了。
So Nehemiah confessed before God that he and his father's house had committed sin against God.
最后他的祷告就是抓住神的应许。
And lastly, in his prayer, he held on to the promise of God.
第八节他说，如果我们犯了罪，你就要把我们分散在万民中。那现在已经发生了。
And in verse 8, he says that if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations, and it had already happened.
第九节，但是如果我们归向你，那你就要带我们回来。
But in verse 9, it says that if you return to me, then I will lead the people back.
所以求你按你的话来成全。
So may you fulfill according to your word.
我们今天祷告的根据就是神对我们的应许。
And so today, when we pray, this is the promise of God.
每一个困难，如果我们在圣经里面找得到一句神的应许，那个困难就可以解决。
Every difficulty we meet, if we are able to find one promise in the Bible of God, then it will solve our problem.
所以我们常常想，到底我要怎么关心教会？
And so when we think about how we can care for the church,
好像我没有什么恩赐。
We feel that we may not be gifted.
尼希米这里就给我们一个例子。
Nehemiah gives us an example.
只要我们愿意祷告。
If we are willing to pray,
用爱心来祷告,
if we are willing to pray out of love,
抓住神的应许来祈祷,
and hold on to the promise of God when we pray,
神施恩的手就会帮助我们教会,
then the gracious hand of God will help our church,
很多的困难可以解决,
and many difficulties can be solved,
这个圣城就可以重建,
and the holy city can be rebuilt,
教会就可以复兴,
and the church can be revived.
所以我们礼拜五开始有三天的灵恩会。
So starting from Friday, we will have 3 days of spiritual convocation.
我们还有几天的时间，请我们每一天啊至少拨半个钟头来为这个祷告。
And we have a few days left, so let us spend 30 minutes in prayer for this event, starting from today.
你有更大对教会更大的关心呢？或者你试着禁食祷告一次。
If we can have greater care for this church, or if we can even try to fast one meal.
那如果你有什么慕道朋友，你试着为他祷告，用爱心来关心他。
And if there are true seekers, let us pray for them out of love.
那大家用像尼希米这样来关心圣城来带祷，我们就可以看到神的手在帮助我们。
If we are able to pray like Nehemiah and pray for the church out of love, then we will see the work of God.
我们就可以看到圣工在进展。
And we will see the progression of the church holy work.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn
321
321